are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Well, praise the Lord. This is Thomas Robinson from Victory International Praise, our radio broadcast, Cast Kingdom Sounds, where we are releasing, amen, Kingdom Sounds. I'm not talking about the sounds that come from the first heaven, the second heaven, but we are releasing the sounds that are coming from the third heaven, what we believe that God is saying to the body of Christ, what God is saying to his people. And I got some exciting news for you. We got a marriage cruise that's coming up. Oh, glory to God. And it is going to be, I believe it's going to be a tremendous blessing to married people, to single people. We're kind of dealing with a little bit of one of the topics that I'm going to be sharing. I'm just dropping a little something, not a whole lot of something out there. Praise God. Married, but living single while you're married. And so anyways, I want to say he's back. Bishop Daniels. Last year, we got on this here topic and we did a series. You might have to go back on the Facebook page and find us, but we dealt with marriage, a lot of good stuff in there, and we're back. We got a bunch of new stuff. Oh, glory to God. And, you know, marriage is, I heard him, we started off Monday. He was talking about marriage is not always easy. And he's right. But this is why we can educate ourselves concerning marriage so that marriage can be easier. And we can invest in our marriage. And this cruise, this marriage cruise, is about investing in your marriage. Come on, stop being cheap when it comes down, okay? Stop being cheap when it comes down to your marriage. You know, in my profession as a hairstylist, they have what they call continuous education. And I have to write a check every year and educate myself about the hairstyling profession. And so you need to understand that, guess what? There are times that you need to write a check concerning your marriage. It's worth it. It's ordained of God. Come on. God put his stamp on it. Oh, glory to God. He put his stamp on it. And so invest in your marriage. Because guess what? The purses, the shoes that you've invested in, the wigs you might have invested in. Yes. Come on. That hair that you invested in, that you have put in your head every once in a while. Oh, glory to God. Let's touch the guys. Those boats that you invested in, those cars that you invested in. Come on. Your marriage may be dissolved, and you still have all of that stuff after your marriage is dissolved. Some of us that are listening now, you got stuff in your possession that, guess what, you had when you were married. Well, guess what? That's because you invested in that stuff, but you did not invest in your marriage. So don't be afraid to invest in your marriage. Telephone number, 321-358-7455. If you want more information about this marriage cruise that's leaving out on the 16th, that's a Thursday, 16th, from Port Canaveral, and coming back Sunday, March the 19th. All right, Bishop, tell us who you are and just keep the boat rolling. Keep going down that road that we were going down the last time. Hallelujah.
Bishop Michael Dr. E. Daniels, and we're right here in Melbourne, Greater New Destiny Worship Center of the Apostolic Faith. And we thank God for, again, allowing us to be here. Amen. To share. And last year, we stirred some stuff up. Dealing with marriages, and this year you're starting it all over again.
Now, I'm just here to be your bodyguard because you said we stirred some stuff up last year, and I just need to make sure the door's locked,
yeah.
You know, just in case you stir up too much and folks come looking for you.
Yeah.
They'll be like, you were talking about me on the wall. We didn't know. I'm sorry.
Absolutely did not know. Don't worry. Hey, we can't worry about the body count this morning. We kind of just do what God has called
That's
us
right.
to do. And I would like to start by just kind of re-mentioning some things
okay.
that we talked about on yesterday. and one of the things that I brought up was expectation. And you said, I do, or I will. But we have a completely different set of ideas, mindset, thought processes, and some people don't even have an idea of what love is and the perception of their love, meaning that, you know, your idea of love is totally different from my idea of love, honor and respect. And how we don't know how people handle situations, and even if they don't even or have not even bought in to the fact that I'm committing to someone for the rest of my life.
You said something, Bishop, and I want you to continue with that, the commitment thing. But you said something. I want to go back to something you said a minute ago. Most people don't know what love is, and they don't. According to the book of, I believe it's Ephesians, when Paul was talking to the Ephesians church, and he began to talk about love, and he began to talk about the width, the length, the height, the depth, and then he turns around and says, and to know the love of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
See, a lot of us, we know love with limitation. Come on, you know, in other words, but we don't know the love of Christ. It takes the limitations off. Come on. It causes you to love like God, where you're not so focused on the person's shortcomings as you are focused on loving the person. That's how God can love you, with love us with our jacked up selves. Come on, somebody. It's amazing. You know, being also a hairstylist, hair people come in, and sometimes we're doing is just pointing out the shortcomings of the other person, but guess what? You jacked up also. Come on. You got shortcomings also. Sitting there talking about the other person like you ain't got no shortcomings, like you ain't jacked up, like you don't go to the bathroom and mess like everybody else. Come on. And so guess what? Love causes us to stop focusing on the shortcomings of that individual and to just love them. Why do you think God loves us? He's taking the limits off. Come on. Okay, back to commitment. Back to commitment. See, I hope I ain't opened up too many cans of worms.
Oh, we going down there this morning. Absolutely.
We always
do. Now, another thing is we have to understand and ask the question, am I totally sold out, you know, to you and you only? Like I said, that many times own memory will show up because of the fact is that, look, I'm used to a certain way. I'm always into this, that, or the other. Or have I been totally committed? Or is it just talk? And I'm going to go somewhere else with this, is that, look, we get to the point after we're looking at the shortcoming and understanding where the person is, you ask this question, why did you lie to me? Because all of the things that you said to me, and I took you at your word, because Christ was our foundation, even if he wasn't, why did you lie to me? That further cement and concretes the foundation of why I am living single. Because, look, I trusted you. That's a whole nother situation. I trusted you. I believed in you. And not only that, you have people putting things in your ear to further concrete or to try to destroy what we're trying to put together. Look, I know I'm standing here because my vows are real. I took them in to my heart. But did you?
That, what you're saying is so powerful, Bishop, because sometimes we don't understand we're up there making a covenant. And some people are not as serious as other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know that you're sitting
there
there lying.
There you
you're
go.
Lying to yourself.
Uh-huh.
You know you're a whoremonger. And I'm talking about a man or a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know you're a whoremonger. You know you're not fully all the way in. Come on. You know you still got girlfriends on the side, but you're about to stand up there, or boyfriends on the side. You still got people. You haven't let the Facebook go. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Instead of putting your face in the book, you own Facebook all the time. You haven't relinquished your past, but yet you're about to make a vow, make a commitment. And, in the Bible, in the Old Testament, thank God we're that's the Old Testament. But if you broke a covenant, come on, somebody had to die. If you was caught in adultery, come on, somebody had to die. You were going to be stoned to death. Oh, glory to God. And so we're living in a day and age now where we take a covenant lightly. Come on, you know that when you sign for a car or for a house, oh, glory to God, you know, if you don't keep your end of the covenant or the bargain, and this is, I don't want to get too far down this road, you know, guess what? They're coming to get the house. They're coming to get the car. And a lot of times, I'm like, okay, I might as well hit this. This was some of the stuff I was going to share on the ship, just a little bit. You know, when you go to sign for a house, it's not one piece of paper. Because sometimes in our covenant, we don't sit down and go to counseling. We just we stand before the priest and we make a small covenant.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, glory to God. But you look that when you go to sign up for a house, because this is a lifetime commitment, they give you about 100 pieces of paper. You're there for 2 hours signing stuff and they're explaining stuff to you. So in other words, why? Because they realize how important the covenant is. And some of us don't realize how important the covenant is. You know, you just take that little covenant vow that's up there, I swear to do such and such, and you really don't mean it. You really don't understand what true love is. Oh, glory to God. It will be better for you not to show up or to back down than to play with somebody's life. Go ahead, man of God.
No, another thing that I wanted to share was that, now that we are connected, and now I feel like I have to overcome the things that people have put in my ear. Let me say it like this. Men feel like that as long as I've slain the dragon, I've gotten the mono check, or I have conquered X, Y, and Z, then I have done my due diligence. Sometimes that men feel like that, and because of that, they've gotten these absolutely wonderful, beautiful champion of trophy wives. And I've done all I needed to do. Now you've left them hanging because your single-mindedness has now said, look, I'm here. I've done that. On to the next. You know, the next accomplishment, the next whatever. And you have left them wondering, okay, what about me?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, what about my feeling?
Yeah.
What about my love? What about the things I've committed to you?
Right, right.
And now all of a sudden, that doesn't matter because I've done what I have wanted to do. And we always get in trouble and because we have eye trouble.
now you're saying something. You said we're always getting in trouble because we have eye trouble because sometimes our desires can blind us.
Hello.
To the point that we're like, hey, I just want a mon. I'm not picking on the men today. I'm just saying, you know, you ever get around people. I just want a mon, any mon, the milk mon, the garbage mon, the player mon, the whoremonger mon. Just give me a mon. You know, and then you get that mon, and then next thing you know, he's driving you crazy. But your desires, sometimes, don't let your desires blind you. I got some things I want to talk about, but stop, you know, stop acting like you're blind. Sometimes you're seeing what you're seeing, and this goes for either or. You're seeing what you're seeing, and so we have to enter into a covenant like this prayerfully. Fasting. Sometimes people don't want to fast. You know, when people come to me, it's like, I'm getting married. Will you marry me? Y'all need to call a fast. You need to come to counseling. Come on, we need to sit down and do some homework. We need to talk about money. We need to talk about kids. Now we're back into living like you're married, but living like you're single, because you can be married and still be around there talking about my kids. Come on, stop living
my
like
money.
You're single. My money.
My
yeah.
house.
My house. You know, my car. And so, but that's for the ship. That's for the ship. We saving that for the ship. Married, but living like you're single. Tell somebody, shake somebody and say, I got to get on that ship because I need to hear that word married, but living like you're single. Okay, go ahead, Bishop.
And something that you said, that when two parties come together, sometimes at this party, and I'm not talking, it can become a pity party.
Right.
But at party, when as you come together, one person may have more than the other person.
Yeah, that's right.
And if you're coming together as one, you have to forget about the first option.
Ooh.
And the first option sometimes is, hey, number one, get out of my house. Get out of my bed. Get out of my car.
That's right.
You know.
That's right. I paid for that. Matthew 19:16. There we go. You're saying, what you're saying is Matthew 19:16. Mm. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Mm. Therefore, what God has joined. So you're no longer two, but the Bible says you're one flesh. That that cuts the mind stuff out. That cuts the eye stuff out. Go ahead.
And because of that, it causes issues, and you have to deal with that in the beginning. I'm not saying, I heard someone else say, I believe it was Marvin Sapp said, look, when we both had nothing, that was the good time to start, because we didn't go into this with any preconceived ideas. We didn't go into this, you know, what's yours is yours, and what's mine is mine, and what's, you know, all of this kind of rhetoric.
I'm glad you're saying that, because sometimes I hear single people, they're like, you know, hey, when I marry somebody, you know, I want to marry somebody. And sometimes, most of the time I hear women saying this. He got to be a millionaire. He got to be this. And some of these women, you know, now you're 50, 60 years old. You're still walking around because you're despising small beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't realize that, guess what? You can come together and build together, build wealth together, build a relationship together. You're looking for somebody that got it all together. Then you find out he don't have it all together, or she don't have it all together. Come on.
Yeah. And another thing I wanted to, as we move through this, I dealt with earlier on yesterday how we go into something with preconceived ideas where, you know, hey, when I was single, I got loved this way. You know, there are things that we did, you know, and my others did, you know, that you got hang-ups about, you know, and I'm struggling with that, you know. You want to give me word now, you know, and when I do understand, you know, when the band is on the file, when I was looking at the word, you know, literally God turns his back and say, hey, y'all knock yourself out.
I know that's right. Have fun.
But now you struggling you know, because I want it a certain way, and this, we talking marriage.
Because you got Jim in the bedroom with you and your husband. Some of you got Julie in the bedroom with you and your wife. Come on, you done brought them in the bedroom, and then you got the nerve to talk them up in your bedroom with your current spouse. But if they were all of that, where are they now? There's a something that comes on a TV show or something that says, where are they now? Well, where are they now? Because if they were all of that, come on, because they might have met a little portion of your need, but are they meeting the needs of everything else? Okay, I won't even go all in. I'm going to let you get in trouble. I ain't getting in trouble, Bishop. You're the one going to get in trouble.
You know, hey, if I'm going to get in trouble, I'm going to get in trouble in Jesus' name.
Ooh, anyway, glory to God.
Look, because of the fact that even if we don't even bring up the name, it's those old memories that show up and say, man, I remember when I used to, or our exes, you know, he used to do me X, Y, Z, and now you throwing scriptures at me? Let's deal with that part, you know, because everything ain't a sin when you're talking about loving your spouse.
Right.
Because of the fact is, if everything else is a sin, I might as well stay single. Because then, you know, at least I didn't have that struggle.
That's right.
You know, I didn't get into this relationship with you to struggle with certain things. And which brings me to another point. Look, we are going to have struggles, okay? Yeah. We're going to have some struggles, I believe, in money, communication, and sex. Uh-huh. You're going to have issues with one of the three, two of the three,
all of the three
at the same time.
And let me, because you know you said something powerful, Bishop, because guess what? Now, if we've truly repented, come on, and we're striving for the future and we're forgetting the past, you won't even bring that into your current day marriage. See, you see, because guess what? What repentance does is repentance closes doors. So guess what? Maybe you got doors still open in your life that you feel okay that you can reach back through that door
It's called an exit strategy.
It's an exit strategy. All right, there you go. You can reach back through that door and bring back. Well, this is how. You know what you're talking about, how I used to do it, how we used to do it, and such. No, baby, you can't go back through that door and get back, because guess what? There are going to be some difficulties and tough times in marriage that's going to want to cause you to go back through that door, but you got and reach back through that door and pull up something. But guess what? You got to remember, guess what? I repented from my past. That door is closed. I don't have no business bringing this stuff into my modern day or current marriage. How much time we got, Brother Danny? 4 minutes. God, you know what? This is Tuesday's broadcast. I want you to stay on for Wednesday if Danny got time. Okay, all right, praise the Lord. Wednesday's broadcast. Those on Facebook, stay on. We're not going nowhere. We're just going to put a pause in, and then we're going to do another broadcast. Praise God. But I want to invite you to this marriage cruise. You're going to hear all of this good stuff. More. There's stuff that I'm not even going to be discussing, because guess what? We're going to save it for those that are getting on the ship. Now, the conference is free. You get on the ship, it is free. Oh, glory to God. But you got to pay the price to get on the ship. And the ship is going to be leaving March the 16th from Port Canaveral. The departure time is 6 p.m., but you got to be on the ship before the 6 p.m. And let me put that out there. Sunday, it'll be coming back Sunday to Port Canaveral. Now, it's going to be going to the Ocean Cave Marine Reserves in the Bahamas. So, in other words, I think they got a private island that we're going to go and we're going to spend time at, and then also the Bahamas. But we got classes. We want you to, you know, get on this ship so you can participate in the classes. Not going to be any stuff that's all day. But let me say this here. Invest in your marriage. I said it at the beginning. I'm going to say it now. Come on. You got $1,000 purses in your closet. Come on. You got $500 shoes in your closet. You got hair that costs $300-$400 that you done bought and have it sold in and stuff like this. Well, guess what? Invest in your marriage, because guess what? When your marriage is dissolved, you're still going to have that hair. You're still going to have that purses. But guess what? Your marriage is gone. And you've made a covenant. You never made a covenant with that hair. You never made a covenant, come on, with the purses and the shoes. But you made a covenant with that person, that spouse, that woman, that man. And so, anyways, the telephone number, if you want more information about this cruise, 321 321-358-7455. 321-358-7455. You know, praise God, you got any closing statements you want to make before?
I thank God for this, because we have to learn to keep John happy and keep Putin happy, you know, because of the fact that, look, and I'm going to say this, where there is no counseling,
right,
in the beginning, makes it hard when we are struggling for somebody to say, look, can we go to counseling? And the other person say, I ain't going nowhere.
That's right. And it's easier to get it up at the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, let me say this here, because guess what? Sometimes people come into a marriage relationship like a chicken. Come on. You just got eggs, but a pig had to give his life.
Yeah.
And you got to come into this relationship like a pig. I'm willing to give my life. Come on, I'm willing. Okay, all right. All right, I'm going to say some
give
of that for the
myself away.
All right, Thomas Robinson, how much time I got? 1 minute. All right, Thomas Robinson, you've been listening to Kingdom Sounds. Well, we're releasing the sounds that are coming from the third heaven, not the first and second heaven. You can get that anytime. You can watch the news. You can get all that information. Oh, glory to God. But you need to find out what God is saying and what God is saying now. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. So anyways, 250 North Babcock, that's our church address, 250 North Babcock, Victory International Praise, wonderful city of Melbourne, Florida. Church telephone number for more information about this cruise, 321-358-7455. We thank God for Brother Danny, WWBC, wonderful man of God, the new brother that's running this radio station. Praise God and keep him up in prayer. He got it going on, and we love him, and we thank God for what he's doing, helping to release these sounds. All right, God bless you. We'll stay tuned. Wednesday, I'll have Bishop Daniel right back Wednesday.
With the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville and the Beaches, FM.
Welcome to Breakpoint, a daily look at an ever-changing culture through the lens of unchanging truth. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. This week marks the death of Amy Carmichael, missionary to India and defender of children. Though she died in 1951, she's a profound example, not only of being faithful to the gospel, but of what being faithful to the gospel means. Today, in nearly every sector of our society, media, education, medicine, public policy, even sports, children are the subjects of our social experimentations. As the very fundamental realities of sex, identity, marriage, and parenting are reimagined in increasingly dangerous ways, we continue to say to ourselves as a culture, oh, those kids will be fine. Overwhelming evidence, however, suggests that they aren't fine. And at the same time, too many churches and too many Christians have moved to the sidelines in the protection of children. These indifferences to our culture's widespread exploitation of children places these churches and these Christians firmly outside the priorities of church history. Time and time again, across cultures, across time periods, one of the key marks of those who brought the gospel to pagan cultures is that they found themselves defending and protecting abandoned, abused, and victimized children. Amy Carmichael is a clear example of this kind of Christian hero. She was born in 1867 to devout parents in Ireland. By 1895, after already serving as a missionary in Japan, Carmichael devoted herself to bringing the gospel to South India. Immediately, she started wrestling through the idea of what came to be known as contextualization. In other words, how to best present the gospel in that cultural setting. For example, unlike most missionaries at the time, Amy wore the same clothes as that of the local population. And she'd tell anyone, regardless of caste, another cultural reality in that place, about God's love. Many women, fleeing slavery and prostitution in Indian temples, came to Christ because of the teaching of Amy Carmichael. One day, a young girl named Prina, who'd been sold as a temple slave by her widowed mother and literally branded when she had tried to run away, listened to Amy tell of God's love. Prina ran away again, this time to Amy's house. Amy knew that if she took Prina in, she could be charged with kidnapping. However, she also knew that to send Prina back would mean further beatings, even death. Driven by the truth of the gospel, Amy welcomed Prina into her own home. As word continued to spread, children and teenagers who had run away